With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Senior hurricane specialist Brad Reinhardt of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Hurricane Humberto is a major hurricane.
It's currently located over the central Atlantic Ocean. It's expected to turn more towards the northwest than north and kind of curve around Bermuda over the next several days.
He says a tropical depression that's expected across part of the Bahamas over the next couple of days is then expected to strengthen and move toward the southeast U.S. coast.
At this point, it looks as if the center may remain offshore, but the forecast at that point is pretty uncertain. So really the key message for people is that in the U.S., there's a significant threat of heavy rainfall early next week from this system, from coastal Georgia through the Carolinas into the southern mid-Atlantic.
The State Department says it's revoking the visa of Colombia's president, and tensions between the two countries are escalating.
There was a protest in New York City on Friday as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu delivered his address to the United Nations General Assembly. And Colombian President Gustavo Petro was there, telling protesters, "The history of humanity has shown us over the millennia that when diplomacy ends, we must move to another phase of the fight." But he also told protesters, "I ask all the soldiers of the United States Army, don't point your rifles against humanity and disobey the orders of Trump." The U.S. State Department says it's revoking Petro's visa because he called on U.S. soldiers to disobey President Donald Trump's orders. I'm Donna Warder.
The president plans to meet with the top four congressional leaders at the White House Monday, one day before the deadline to fund the federal government or face a shutdown. The meeting involves several leaders and was confirmed today. More online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. China is launching a crackdown on clergy. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
This one is taking place online. The communist government is restricting what content pastors are allowed to put up on the web, requiring that all of it be vetted first by party officials. According to the human rights group Bitter Winter, quote, "In the age of digital ministry, where sermons stream and prayers ping, the regulation feels like a deliberate attempt to unplug the sacred from the social. Pastors have also been banned from evangelizing amongst youth." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida is setting the tone for a number of conservative states when it comes to social issues. In 2022, Florida became the first state to prohibit classroom instruction on sexuality or so-called gender identity topics from kindergarten through third grade. By 2024, a growing list of at least 20 states, including Alabama and Indiana, had all followed Florida's lead. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Federal health officials have issued a warning not to eat certain heat-and-eat beef meatball pasta meals found at Walmart and Trader Joe's nationwide. Correspondent Keith Peters has more.
They're sold at Walmart stores nationwide. Market-side linguine with beef meatballs and marinara sauce may be contaminated with listeria previously linked to a deadly outbreak. The meals were sold in 12-ounce clear plastic trays and have best-by dates of September 22nd through October 1st. Fresh Realm, the food producer that distributed the products, says tests show that pasta and the meatball meals may be contaminated with the same bacteria tied to a recall of chicken fettuccine Alfredo this summer. That outbreak killed 3 people and sickened at least 17. Keith Peters, Washington.
You'll find more details on these stories plus breaking news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.